Brothers and sisters, suppose that what happened on that first Pentecost happened here this morning. Suppose strong driving winds began to rip through this worship center, and then tongues of fire settle upon people's heads. If that happened, what would we do? Well, I think I would be quite terrified, and I might want to get out of here as fast as I can. I'm not sure I would have made it as a good first century disciple of Jesus. My friends, the image of the Spirit that we hear about in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles is a particularly threatening one. Strong, driving winds that can knock you down, and flames that could burn you. But brothers and sisters, we shouldn't be afraid, because the Spirit's coming doesn't bring devastation. Rather, the coming of the Spirit gathers the scattered, opens minds, enters hearts, brings understanding, and heals what's broken. Yes, there are powerful hurricane-like winds and open flames, but no one is harmed. And there's that one phrase in the first reading that tells us the whole story. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. If we go to the Hebrew Scriptures, to the Old Testament, God frequently revealed His presence in fire, as seen in the pillar of fire in Sinai, and in the wind that sweeps over the earth to make the waters of the great flood subside. The Hebrew word for spirit, ruah, also refers to the movement of air, not only as wind, but also of life-giving breath. So through His life-giving breath, the Lord begins the era of the new Israel on Pentecost. My friends, Pentecost celebrates the unseen and immeasurable presence of God in our lives and in our church. God breathes His Spirit into our souls, enabling us to be able to do the work of the gospel of the risen Jesus, transforming us so that we might bring His life and love to this broken, screwed-up world of ours. God ignites the fire of the Spirit within our hearts and minds, that we may seek God in all things, in order to realize the coming of God's reign. And today's gospel of the first appearance of the risen Jesus before the disciples on Easter night is John's version of the Pentecost event. Here were the disciples, hidden behind the locked doors of that upper room, feeling fearful and anxious and alone and sorry for themselves. And like anyone who has experienced the death of a loved one, the disciples felt that something of their own spirit and zest for life had been snuffed out with Jesus' death. And I think that many of us here can probably identify with the disciples. But before the disciples even have a chance to express their remorse for not being there for Jesus, Jesus is standing in their midst and blesses them with His shalom, with His peace. And to confirm His identity, Jesus shows him the wounds of His hands and His side. Brothers and sisters, just as God had made His presence felt in history through wind and fire, Jesus, who never gave up on the disciples despite their own failings and doubts, kept His promise once again. Jesus then breathes upon them and says to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. receive life and energy and courage for the forgiveness of sins. In breathing the Holy Spirit upon them, Jesus imitates God's act of creation in Genesis. Just as Adam's life came from God, so the disciples' new life in the Spirit comes from Jesus. On that Pentecost day, filled with God's Spirit, the disciples' lives were transformed, never, ever to be the same again. My friends, Jesus has left us, but leaves his breath in us. It's a breath, it's with that breath that we live. A breath we too often don't notice. The Spirit that breathed on that community at Pentecost breathes on us today and continues to blow throughout the church, giving life and direction to our call to proclaim the gospel to every nation, to proclaim the forgiveness and reconciliation in God's name. Brothers and sisters, today we are gathered in one place, in this worship center, as diverse a group as the disciples were in that upper room, bringing with us our own challenges, fears, and joys. I think many of us here are gasping to find our breath, struggling to cope with all the stuff that's happening in our lives. Perhaps we're excited and worried as our children move on from grade school to high school to college to new careers and lives. Maybe we're afraid about unresolved health issues that grow more complicated with each passing day, along with a host of countless other anxieties. My friends, Pentecost is the feast that calls us out from behind our locked doors. Pentecost is the feast that reminds us that we are indeed people filled with the Spirit, people with gifts the world needs so desperately. Pentecost is the feast that dares us to become a community of strong wind that blows the good news of the risen Christ through all the cracks and the crevices of our fractured world. In a homily given on this feast day in 1978, the martyred blessed Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador said, and I quote, It will always be Pentecost in the church, provided the church lets the beauty of the Holy Spirit shine forth from her countenance. The church will always be young and attractive in every age, as long as she is faithful to the Spirit that floods her, and as long as she reflects that Spirit through her communities, through her pastors, through her very life. End of quote. Brothers and sisters, Pentecost is the feast that dares us all to become a community of fire who will keep the flame of passion for God and for the world God loves so much burning strongly, even in the darkest moments of our lives. So we pray today that we will continue to gather again and again and again, inflamed with the fire of the Spirit, just as the disciples were on Pentecost. We pray that with these children who today celebrate their first Holy Communion, we will be set on fire with the fire of the Spirit at this Eucharistic liturgy, so that like bread, we all might be broken and shared to nourish others, and like wine, that we might be poured out to love and to serve in the unique way each of us is called. And so we say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.